Hi guys, I want to let you guys know it is official. We are.
I bet you she can't spell it.
Bitch, I bet you I can't. We are bringing a live show to you guys here in New York City, and we finally got the tickets motherfucking up. So you guys can now purchase tickets. This event will take place Friday, December 1st, between 7 and 10 at 72 Allen Street, located in the Lower East Side. So you guys can come and see me and Weezy talk about
horrible things. Are you going to let me talk, bitch?
Oh, my God. Talk, bitch. What you got to say?
I'm really excited for you guys to be there. Our live event is brought to you by Cast Sound Lab. We are going to be hosted by Sam Whiteout.
So. Awesome. And for all of you loyal listeners, we have confirmed quite a few of our previous guests. I'm gonna leave it, you know, as a surprise for now.
Mama Weezy's coming. She's gonna be doing listener
questions. Bitch, I just said surprise, and she go and drop goddamn
names. What you
mean?
We putting her on the flyer?
No, we not.
Her name?
No, none of that. All that shit is gonna just be a surprise. Well, not no more. But make sure you guys come out and see us. Tickets are on sale. You can catch them at the link in our bios on Instagram. You can also click the link in the description for this episode. We hope to see you there.
Bye.
Bye.
Hold up.
It's never late. Summer day. Still make you wonder. Should have been you and me. But never say never. Nah, nah, nah. Can settle down with him, you be settling.
Nah, nah, nah.
Mama, why you waste your time? Won't go so far to say you can do better. Baby, so far, no good. Looks like you fed up. Never tell you walk away, but it's something extra. Call me when you want more.
Yeah, you can talk.
That brought me back to, like, I used to be a little, well, I thought I was a little dance hall queen. That would have been one of my wind up on niggas.
Yeah, you would have wind up on them for that.
I can wind up on you. I mean, you know, hey,
can you still
came
do,
for an interview. But
do you still pussy pop on a handstand?
Bitch, yeah.
Like, yeah, I mean, she used to know how to do all the Dutchie wine shit.
Dude,
oh my God.
That's why I had to move to New York. I fucked down the whole Florida, like, all the
the whole Jamaican scene just was like, it's time for you to go.
Oh, yeah. Like, once, see, what happens is once you start fucking island niggas, because you know they got baby mamas, one comes for you, then the second and third. And at one point, I was scared to go to the mall. And I was like, okay.
Well, guys, welcome to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. And we have a very special guest in the building tonight. We actually just played his record, and it was awesome. Do you want to go ahead and introduce? They all know we've kind of posted your pictures on our social media. Let the listeners know.
It's sexy Nigerian butterscotch in the building. Yes.
Damn.
What's up? It's your boy Rotimi, man. Out here chilling with these two fine ladies. What's the word?
You said what?
Don't make us blush. Don't make us blush. Well. So. Somehow we have you in the studio with our two horrible asses, and we're gonna see how horrible you are.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Let's get it.
So what we like to do when we start off the show is we like to do a have you ever for our guests.
All right.
Normally this is played like with a lot of alcohol and stuff, but we just wanna know, you know.
You're
little...
But we saw you be working out, so she
well, yeah,
said,
I literally
let me bring
said,
water.
I ain't got no green juice for this nigga. You see them abs? I know you don't want no motherfucking calories. So I brought you Poland Spring.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you.
Fiji's very pricey, so.
Right, a bitch didn't want to get that Voss bottle. So the first question that I wanna ask you is, have you ever been caught in the act?
Yes.
Yes.
By who?
Right? Oh. Damn. Actually, I lost my virginity caught in the act.
No. Wait,
I was going to ask, was it your mom or her nigga?
No, it was her older brother.
Oh, did he beat your ass?
I was out. I was naked down the street.
No, you ran naked down the street.
I had to.
Where were you living?
No way.
It was, it's kind of crazy. It's kind of messed up. But it was my best friend's family reunion.
Oh, you ain't
that
shit.
That sounds trifling as
fuck. Yeah, it was a little trifling. But,
was it his? No.
It was his. It was a distant cousin that
but
he didn't know.
But where was the family reunion?
In Atlanta.
Oh, so they was hood niggas. You needed to run.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was crazy.
How old were you when this
15.
Happened?
15.
15?
Yeah, I was 15.
So how old was she?
18.
Why is it always like
shit.
That? So we've like been interviewing like, you know, like just say, we could just say some hot guys recently. And all of them were fucking older chicks. I don't understand.
I don't know. I think
I
you
do,
just carry
cause bitch, I like younger niggas. So bitch, I understand. What? These they be grown.
No,
stamina.
All the best looking men that have been in the studio have all lost it to an older woman. What is that?
It's because I'm telling you. I don't know. Yeah.
We know you light skinned, but
right. Maybe that's what it was.
Nah, it was crazy. I mean, I was scared. I was terrified. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. It was just like my boy was like, hey, bro, she bad, just do it. I said, I ain't want to look like a punk. So I was like, I'm going to do it. I know what I'm doing. I ain't no virgin.
Did you have a condom on?
Of course. But it took a long time to actually know how to do it.
I was about to say, how did you know if that was your first time?
I had to run through two or three.
Really? Yeah. I feel like it's just something. It's like riding a bike.
Well, no, when you're nervous in the moment, and then, you know, it was kind of like,
I'm not going to lie. I don't know how to put condoms on a dick.
At that sex party I went to, no.
Sex party?
Sorry, we'll get into it. Yep. But nobody could get the condoms on because they were, like, worried about, like, everybody looking. It was, like, the performance, like, jitters. That's probably
what
happened.
So that, like, a swingers party?
God, we'll get into it. How long have you been telling for?
Well, I actually live here. So
right.
You
know. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, actually, you might like it. It's really cool. It's located in Brooklyn.
She'll probably hand you her address right after. Oh, if you're, hey, you know.
Hey. It'll be fine. I'm really scared of public sex. I just wanted to go to be a voyeur. But have you ever been to a sex party?
I've never been to a sex party. So what you just watch everybody just fuck.
Yeah, like you go in, everybody's like kind of meeting and greeting. It's funny because I went with a dude I'm just cool with, and me and him was like, oh my God, look, they recruiting over there. Like couples were just talking, laughing, and swap. The craziest thing though.
Swap.
Mad single chicks. Could not believe it. I thought that was like a myth.
No, they
so many single women were there.
Wow.
And a lot of times they don't let single men go. So if you were to go or be interested into going to any type of sex party, 9 times out of 10, you have to have a
female
with you.
He invited me just for that purpose.
Yeah, he's like, single men are not allowed to go. So for women that are interested in it, you don't feel like you're being hounded by men.
You can't even go in the play areas without a woman with you. If your date leaves, the woman you're with, you have to leave too.
Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, the girls were like really attractive. They had a Sibian ride. Do you know what that is?
No.
I guess I watch a lot of porn. So, the floor was shaking at one point. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it was literally, it looks like a saddle. And you get on it, they got saran wrap, and you just sit there with your pussy on it. Now, I was thinking about it because I can't
I can't fuck
in front of people, but I was like, I could do this. And this one girl's like gunning it for me. And she's like, can I control it? Like, do you want to come on it?
Shit.
I was like, I don't know. I think I need a drink. She's like, okay, well, let's go.
I was terrified.
Yeah, we'll go while you're here. It'll be fine.
Okay. So the second question we have is, have you ever regretted sex that you had with someone? Have you ever fucked someone and then was like, why the fuck did I fuck her?
Yeah.
So men think that way too? Because I know we do. We regret.
No, it was because of what happened after. It got too attached. So I shouldn't have done that.
Did she say I love you?
Yeah.
How good is your dick?
Right. I mean, God damn.
Was this since you've been famous?
Mr. Sexy Nigerian Butterscotch is in the building. I don't think you understand what that means. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. So what type of sexer are you? Is that a word? Like, do you kiss? Are you intimate? Or are you like a porn
passionate.
Star?
That's
why bitches say in there.
See,
I'm
a classic emo hoe. So...
Now you got to be a bit of
everything.
Don't
let that nigga start kissing on me.
You know, because now we go together.
Crying.
Oh, for real? You start kissing, then it
then we go together. So you can't be kissing bitches during sex.
Listen, I had a dude, the dude I'm dating currently, I said on this episode, I was crying in this bitch. I was sleeping, and he started touching my face, and I woke up, and I said, if you do that, we got to be together. Don't fucking touch me in this sensual way. Just keep watching Family Guy, smoke your weed, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Why do niggas do that? Let me ask you, why do they do that when they don't mean it?
Hello.
It's the moment, man.
Oh,
and you
moment.
Look, the thing is, if you're a prideful guy, you want to show all attributes, but we don't think about the consequences after. We think about, we're going to make this the best that you ever
I guess
had.
So what happened with the girl you regretted is, was it the first time?
Yeah, it's first
so
time.
So you gave her A-plus dick.
A-plus dick on the first
time. But I had something to prove, though, because she was one of them, like...
Talking shit?
Yeah, so I had to, you know, do what I had to do.
You light-skinned, you probably don't fucking...
Did I ask this already? Was it since you'd been famous?
Yes.
Is that... Do you think that's why, like, the girls is going crazy? Have they, like, acted more crazy?
Yeah. The lead-up is more crazy. The actual thing, the actual act itself is the same.
What do you mean the lead up?
Like, it's more like, oh my God, I'll do this. Before it was like, oh, we're gonna do that. Now it's like forward of a full everything that you want to say you're gonna do.
Dude, I want to be famous.
That's
so
crazy.
Bad. Just imagine.
We're getting
has
there,
your
bro.
Pussy
we're problems? Fucking getting there.
Huh? We did get stopped.
Listen, we got stopped on Saturday, and motherfuckers was like, can I get a picture with you? And we're like, with me?
I was more hyped there. I was like, come on, bitch, get the picture.
I was like, okay, like, people were recognizing us by
Let's
our
fly.
Voices.
Like, how
Let's
much
fly.
Better has the pussy gotten?
Incredible.
Like, the caliber. Like,
incredible.
Yeah?
But, yeah, incredible.
Pussy gets better. Like, you haven't fucked so many that now
because
it's just
Because you're
pussy.
Already cute, so.
Okay. No, I always like, had it. I always had it, but now it's like the ones that I dreamed about. I'm you know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you fucked Rihanna? Like,
I ain't talking about
that. That's what pussy I be talking about.
So, girls, you mean like, let's just say, you said girls you was thinking about. So you mean like the IG models you was talking, now they want to fuck?
Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What, so speaking of, what is your ideal girl?
Like, what's your preference?
So there's a difference with what you like and what you like to have sex with.
No, there's like a, you gotta be more specific. I don't know if you're just talking about sex or you're talking about in total. Like,
there's a difference.
Well, nigga, we ain't know there were two answers. Let's go with A. The one that you like to fuck, sure. Build
just
body
gotta be
on the
free.
Bitch.
Just gotta be like, just nasty. Just free. There's no holes barred. Like,
nasty. Now we'll get into that later.
I was about to say,
that's like, a whole new combo.
Yeah, yeah. Hello. Yeah. You just gotta be nasty.
What is nasty to you? We gonna talk about that later.
Is like nasty like tongue in your butterscotch?
No.
I just want to know. You know.
No.
Okay, sorry. Camera guy's laughing.
Oh shit! That was good.
I hate you.
Wow. Sorry. Okay. Wow. I want to ask one more this or that though.
Okay, one more.
Because it seemed to me our theme. Would you rather lick the booty or suck toes?
Suck toes.
He's what, the second person that said that?
Suck toes.
Yeah. No, actually, but Marcus Black, Himona. You said everybody said that.
Suck toes?
Mm. Why? Are we the only ones that are afraid of feet?
I fucking hate feet.
I don't mind feet.
Mm-mm. Oh,
maybe it's an African thing.
Yeah, it's an African thing. Nah, because so, if I'm rocking with somebody, most likely she has nice feet. So if it's thing, then
is that?
Yeah.
So are you into feet?
I don't like nasty feet.
Have you ever got a foot job?
I pay attention to it. What is that? Oh, when you do it with the feet.
Yeah,
no.
It's like when you take your feet,
weird,
right?
Look.
It's a lot of ab work, but I've been so much. And you do this.
That's crazy.
I can feel it already.
That's crazy.
I've never gotten a foot job.
Never gotten
we
a foot job.
We should go to the sex party.
That, do they give foot jobs at sex parties?
I saw somebody getting one.
They really? Take all phones and everything, obviously.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. No. There's lockers.
Don't worry. You could be famous in here. Dude, I'm going to be honest with you. A part of me was like, I'm totally going to take pictures in here, like a sneak it, right? There was like no way I could have.
No,
oh,
I'm
they,
sure.
They locked
no,
down.
Not even no. that. Like, they didn't take my phone. Some people had given it, but... It would just be so noticeable.
Well, even at
nobody
the nude
has
beach.
A purse. Nobody has something in their hand. Like it's a drink. Like you would see it.
Mm. Even at the nude beach. I don't know if you've been there. Mm. Actually, is a nude beach here, and
oh, really?
Yeah, in Jersey.
Oh wow!
So
can't be
I,
good.
What?
Maybe they be fucking on there.
You know what? All the black people have said I'll be because I would be fucking. I think if I brought a guy, there's just so many people though.
Are
like,
you
they have
serious
tents.
At the beach in the day,
bitch? Why not?
Why not?
What? However, I will say
in Jersey. It's not like it's a fucking new beach in fucking Spain. Like,
what,
I get
saying,
it if you're
no,
in Maldives.
No, I
or...
haven't seen anyone fucking, but the last time that I did go, I did see a girl pretty much like just jacking her man off while he laid there because everyone is literally nude. Mm. But the phone thing is the same way. Like, you know, me and Crystal had to fucking hurry up and snap our pictures covering shit because literally no one has a phone. And then.
But who's going to, who monitors that anyway? Who cares?
But it's the lifestyle. So you're supposed to respect other people because do you know how many pictures we took? And it's just like, there's a dick there. Like, there was too many dicks in the background.
What happened?
Like, what happened? No, literally. Like, and I saw, like, the smallest dicks ever there. But anyways, we're going to get into our next topic. I think, I don't know, my headphones sound weird.
You
now.
Said lick your butterscotch.
Lick your butterscotch.
That was good. That was
Look
good.
At you got him thinking now. I think he want that butterscotch lick, girl.
No, I don't want my butterscotch
lick. Now you all want
Why
your
not?
Butterscotch lick.
You never had
See,
your butterscotch
lick. Wait. We don't get into this because clearly his, I like everything nasty, no heart, no bars hold. What,
but that don't mean
all that bullshit you just said.
I do.
You
I
probably
do.
Like missionary.
Dude, no, if someone hasn't made out with your asshole yet.
You ain't nasty?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
only way, okay.
That's a nasty ass shit to do.
So I wanted to talk about, while we're talking about butterscotch, not literally butterscotch, but African butterscotch.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to talk about African myths, if you don't mind. You are from Nigeria, yeah. correct? Mm-hmm. I just went there this summer, mm-hmm. and it was interesting, to say the least. First off, I do want to ask you, do people ever tell you, no, you're not Nigerian because you're light-skinned?
Yeah.
That's something that I experience a lot out there.
Mm.
Like, my friend, she's African and Italian.
She's mixed.
She's mixed.
Okay.
But... there were other girls with her, and of course us, no one believed we were black or had black in us at all because we were so fair-skinned.
Well, you had black in you.
a whole lot of black in me, actually. That's all I like in me. But so I wanted to talk about it because I use this as an argument when we kind of talk about monogamy. Mm-hmm. And to me, a lot of countries overseas, men are allowed to have multiple wives.
Yeah, my uncle.
Does that work with girlfriends as well? What is the mindset of y'all growing up? Like, are men just literally like raised to say, okay, you could have as many wives as you want? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, well, I'll use my uncle for example. Like, he has four wives. So one is his favorite, one is his, takes care of the kids, another one works, another one just is.
What's the favorite, dude? She have like more privileges?
I think, yeah.
Do they all live together?
They all live together, yeah.
They all live together?
She's the one that sleeps with him in the bed.
So why do the other women choose this role for
themselves?
It's
society, you know, and he's a man of wealth and you know, he's.
Well, polygamy though, I mean, it's not like it's abnormal.
No.
Like think about, you've ever watched Big Love on HBO?
No, I haven't.
It was a popular show that came out. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but it showed polygamy in Nevada where it's legal. Mm. And I mean, they all lived in the house together. They didn't have all sex together, but it was very clear he had favorites of the first wife, things like that. One that was better with the kids, one that was wanted to be the career woman. It was really good.
Yeah.
So do Africans not believe in cheating?
And they were able to take care of him. He was able to take care of them. Mm-hmm. And so, you still have love.
So wait, two questions. Do Africans not believe in cheating or do they?
No, I mean, some Nigerian tribes, or I can only speak for Nigeria. I'm not sure about
Nigeria. Africa. Okay.
But like, it's not, do they believe that's cheating, you mean?
Do they believe in cheating at all? Like, if you're able to have multiple wives.
No, not really. I mean, if he won't cheat with other women outside of his wives, no.
Oh.
That's what I'm kind of weird.
Okay.
I mean, you got five pussies.
Yeah, like, then it's like, okay, what are you doing? But he has the four that is his mains, and that's it, but he goes between them four.
Would you want that?
not in America, no, because they don't accept that here. Like,
do you
that.
Ever like envision yourself living in Nigeria later, though?
Later, but I would be living with my wife here from here. You know what I mean? Like, I would take my family that I built here or wherever, whoever my wife will be.
Okay,
and I'll live in Nigeria with the ideology of Americans.
Really?
I wouldn't do that.
Really?
I can't. I don't want to balance four wives. I can't do that.
I'll be honest with you. I'd be up for it.
You'd be up to balance
four, like four people depending on you.
I mean,
then your kids.
I'm saying not me as a woman. Like I would want four boyfriends, but I could be into polygamy.
You could be into something where you're one of four wives.
Really?
Yeah.
So the guy
being the main.
The guy you love, if you're number three.
Ask it, right.
I don't know about number three, but like if I was with someone for a few years and let's say we had a few kids, and you know me. So I work in corporate America, as does she.
Yeah.
And as much as I love my independence and making money, if I wanted to really keep going and had more children, I wouldn't mind him getting another wife.
Now, here's the thing, because I don't think this is...
But I'm also a non-monogamous person.
Right, but so you would want to be open... Are these wives able to get other dick outside or no?
No. I'm not saying that I'd want to be open. I'm saying that if he wanted to have another wife and I had someone else to help around the house, yes. Wow. Especially like the sisterhood of what it can be. Like, just thinking of like history class and what I've learned from polygamy, it's not always this like abusive ass situation.
No, not at all.
He loves them and he treats them
well. I could
really
do it.
Well.
But let me tell you something. I'm a very emotional person and you know that. I would want to share a lot of my marriage with him, maybe in the beginning or whatever, and then I'd be absolutely open to that. Him courting somebody else, whatever, yeah. I don't really believe that there's one person for everybody. I believe that you could be in love with many people at the same time.
I do too, but I don't like how it's limited to where a man could sit here and love four different women, but as a woman, you can't love anyone but that one man.
Can I fuck her too?
Yeah.
All right, so whatever.
So they're fucking each other? The wives?
I don't know.
Let me ask you that, though, because in polygamy, generally, they don't, like...
Cross.
So, from what you've known, maybe, like, not your uncle, but, like, other people, have they all shared sex together or what?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then, bitch, I'm down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, I've wanted a boyfriend and a girlfriend, a husband and a wife. I've wanted, like, a triad.
Yeah, I wanted a boyfriend and a girlfriend.
I had that.
How was that?
It was, she started getting jealous of the other girl.
So you had two girlfriends?
Yeah.
Which one, the new girl or the old girl?
This is like maybe 4 years ago. So the old girl got jealous of the new girl.
Did you meet her together?
No, she picked her. We met her at a club and she picked her and she was like, oh yeah, she's definitely our girl. And then I started kicking it with the new one.
Uh-huh, that's where you fucked up.
No, but
yeah,
like...
Yeah, but that's what you're supposed to do. That's what happened with f***ing
by yourself?
I mean...
Without her?
But what do you mean? That's not a boyfriend and girlfriend then, bro. Then
if
it's
you're
just a
all not supposed to be together...
Dude,
no,
listen.
No.
How do you share a relationship?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Sounds like some bullshit.
We tried... I take her out to lunch and then.
So then, what do you mean? You said that's what I want. Then what are you talking about?
I would want like all of us together. Like if he's
all the time.
How?
I mean,
girl, you're busy.
So. I don't want him just spending time with another bitch.
Then why would?
Then that's just threesome.
That's a threesome.
That's why I said I'm not into the open. I would want to.
So you don't want a boyfriend.
I
want
to do the swinging life. I'm down with us fucking the bitch.
You need a new term.
I don't need you having feelings for a whole nother bitch. Like, but what if you
all have feelings too? You're.
What?
See, I'm okay.
Yeah.
When I was dating, right? We're
I
all
hate
together.
That you're using all these names because bleep.
Well, we
bleep
shit. When we were all together, and I went on away. Remember what they were doing? Sending me shit while they were at dinner. We miss you. Blah blah blah. I hung out with her. I hung out with him. Like, not everybody can hang out
all the time. So that's what happened.
But I still felt the love. I never got jealous with those two. Oddly enough, and I think that just showed that they were the right ones. Mm-hmm. But I can understand if. Later, you know what I'm saying? Maybe we met a girl another way. I don't know, but it did work with them. Mm. There's people out there.
How
for
long
everybody.
Did you do that for?
He ended up moving, so we had to stop. It was for a few months. It was great. I mean, her and I actually went on Bumble and Tinder trying to find another guy. We met another guy.
Yeah, that ended terribly
because he didn't want it. He's like, you know what? The threesome was great, but I realized I don't know if I can handle this all the time. He said,
what?
I felt.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
That's what he said. Yeah.
It was great. I was so pissed. He's just like, I don't know if I could do this in my day-to-day, every day, having a threesome all the time.
But see, I wanted to ask you that because you do it with men that you find and you have relations. In Africa, do men who are not wealthy have this option too, mm-hmm. to have multiple wives, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. even if they're not rich?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who would sign up for that? I'm so confused.
Yeah.
Say that. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. I couldn't. I mean, not that I would. That's probably why I keep it mainly single, but I don't know if I could ever really be in a relationship, like, or even give a nigga pussy in a threesome that wasn't like
he ain't.
So, it would make me feel like
I'm confused.
Shit.
I'm confused on that one.
So what do they do it for?
I thought it was a wealth thing because so clearly I'm, you know, I have a lot of hoe friends, and we think of Nigerians as bosses. Like, them niggas got money, whether they scamming, I don't care how they make their money.
Everybody's rich. It's like it's just society. It's like. How people are married here. It's the same rules. It's just that's their rules.
But you have to remember, too, the women are looking at it as in like sharing responsibility roles, too. Yeah. They ain't got to fuck that nigga every night.
It's just how they're raised to feel like that's okay for anyone.
That's just so crazy.
Is that culture or their religion?
Culture.
Okay.
Yeah, that's culture. What's the religion in Nigeria? Is it Christian, right? Mm-hmm. See, so when y'all be talking about people cheating, it's not a Christian thing. You can't bring religion into it. So I'm going to bring up now our kink of the week.
Okay.
Kink of the week. Y'all don't know what it is, but I'm going to tell y'all. So our kink of the week is a grexophilia. Normally, I like to have y'all kind of guess what it is. She be trying to look at the Latin term and all this shit, trying to figure it out. Mm-hmm. A grexophilia.
Bitch,
no
I ain't got
idea.
It. Okay.
I ain't got no idea.
So a grexophilia is the behavior that refers to the gaining of sexual arousal from other people knowing that you are having sex. So a lot of times this has to do with either the banging on the walls, the being super loud while having sex, leaving your windows open, basically hoping the neighbors hear your name.
So it's not being caught, but...
It's not being caught. It's the arousal of knowing that somebody is probably hearing you or knowing that you're having
sex. I feel like that every time I have hotel sex, bro.
Me too. I love hotel sex. I think it's like the best
sex. Is it because
sex.
Like you can come everywhere?
All over the sheets and not give a fuck. You can go and like do the pissing in the bathroom or whatever the fuck you have to do and
speaking
all that
of
other
pissing,
stuff.
We talk about piss like every episode. Mainly because golden showers just seem more common. Mm. Have you ever done one?
When I was young, like in college.
Wait, a girl asked
me. Why you look so nervous? He was like, oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
Hairballer alert,
come. It was funny. No, because it was in college. She asked me to do it.
Did you like it?
I was like,
Wait, were you able to pee? Because I wasn't.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't able to. I wasn't able to do it. Because I was oh, this is weird.
So I can't do it. So, like, the dude I'm dating, he wants me to squirt. And I can't squirt. So he's like, fuck it, just piss on me.
What?
Can't do it. He's like, while I'm getting fucked, like, he's like, I don't care. I just want it messy. I want it wet. He only says this when we're in a hotel.
Clearly not.
And I just be sitting in there like, oh, my God. So were you about water?
So you peed on him?
No, I can't get it out.
I eventually did, but I literally told this story.
How does that work?
So listen.
Oh, no, her shit, wow.
So listen. Well,
tell him how tall that nigga was.
6'11". So, and I'm 5'1". But so he like made me drink a ton of liquor. Like he was like, this is what I want tonight. We gonna make sure your bladder full. So he like, seriously, what? That's what the fuck happened.
So the theatrics that go behind
it. Seriously. So like, I'm sitting here, we taking shots, added the juice, you know, making, you know, had the fruit in there. Mm-hmm. So finally, like we done already fucked. He made me squirt. We had all the sex and he brought me to the shower. And he laid down on the shower and literally told me to stand over him. I'm literally standing. I feel like at this point, like it's gonna come out. And it wasn't so. In order to psychologically get prepared to do that, I ran over to the toilet, squatted like I was about to piss on the toilet, and then held it and then ran back over to him and let it come. It was the hardest thing. I mean, it splashed up there.
Where did he ask you to aim?
Like right here.
Oh.
So I like stood over him.
Did he
like,
have his mouth open?
Maybe he was like,
that nigga.
You know, just a little bit. It wasn't close.
What is that? Like, what is that?
But see, that's why I'm surprised that a female asked you because a lot of men have this arousal of being pissed on. I've never heard of any of my friends wanting that from a guy.
I don't want to be pissed on, but I like sometimes can understand like the humiliation factor.
She like how did she ask you for it? Like, how did this get brought up?
I want you to pee on me.
Were you fucking already?
Yeah.
And this was in a text message?
So it wasn't like the day before.
No, it was in the act. And I was like, are you sure? She was like, I want you to do that shit. I never had that. Let's try it.
Was she older or younger?
A year older.
Wait, and this was a first for her?
Dude, 19 years old? You want to get pissed on? What kind of hoe is this?
She was a hoe past me. Goddamn. I just pissed on somebody, but shit, I was like 22. I had 3 years.
Dude, I'm really trying too because I cannot squirt for shit. I'm talking about women can't make me squirt. Like, nobody can make me squirt. I think it's just my head.
I be telling you, I have niggas that I can lend you. She don't ever want them. Like, bro, they know how to make you squirt on cue. Like,
I don't want us to ever fuck the same person, bro.
Well, you don't have to fuck. He just uses his fingers. It's just oral.
No, then it's just like, what's he do? Come over and like finger me, touch,
and then he can fuck me after.
We'll get to the next room. This is too weird. This is next okay. question.
I'll be trying to help you out, goddammit. So yeah, well, that, how do we get from a Grex affiliate? Look, so much for the goddamn king of the motherfucking week.
I don't know. We always talk about hotel sex.
Did you start that? No, you started that.
Hotel sex. Yeah, we said that's what we like to do at the most, where people listen. Yeah,
so when you have sex like in your house, is it something where you're loud? Do you like a girl to not be so loud?
Do you have an apartment? Mm-hmm.
Apartment. So yeah, I want to be loud.
You want to be loud. Mm-hmm. Has like, do you ever feel weird passing the neighbors after a night of really
loud
sex?
That happened today.
Wait, ooh.
I passed the neighbor and it was like, oh, because they were banging 3 days ago. And this is the second time I've seen them together. So I was just walking and it was like, oh, this is
what do you do?
Weird.
Just smile?
Like, how you doing?
Was it you heard them or they heard you?
No, they heard me.
Do they know who you are?
No, it's like a really white old couple.
Hey, white people watch Power too.
They do.
They don't.
Well,
speaking of that, let me tell you how embarrassing this is. I don't watch Power because it's not on Netflix or.
No, you can watch it on Hulu.
Well, and now it's on Hulu.
Yeah.
Just started. So now I got Hulu. But this white girl in the office heard me. I was talking to this black girl in the office because I was like, bitch, I know you watch Power. I was like, you gotta watch it.
Bitch, I know you watch it.
I mean, I'm like, you think anything I should ask? So she's telling me something. This white girl's like, dude, shut the fuck up. Fucking Dre, man.
It's so crazy.
She's like, people hate him, dude.
No, I don't know if you read the comments. Someone was like, I do want them to kill him, but can you ask him if his sex is good or some shit like that? He was like, I do want him to.
Upcoming sex scenes. That's what they asked.
That's what I want to know. Do you have any upcoming? Because listen, Lala's was trash. Who else had a sex scene? Oh, Amari can get naked every time. But I want to see your ass
being
on
Mary Jane
camera.
On BET and I was with it. Bitch. I didn't see nothing and I was with it.
Are we going to be able to see your ass or anything on film coming up?
Something happened this season.
Yes.
I guess I could watch now.
We're gonna slow-mo it. So I do want to know, do you know that that ends up on Pornhub? I don't know if you know, but the Lala scene is on Pornhub.
Game of Thrones is on it.
It's so weird, like people get off on that. Do you mind that you're gonna be on Pornhub?
I'm actually already on there with the show I did before.
Oh, what'd you do? Hold on.
Yeah. Wait, which one?
A TV show called Boss.
Collect my...
Let me put a reminder in my phone.
Type in Rotimi Boss.
You about to be Rotimi.
You about to be my... Rotimi is not going to come up.
Why not?
Rotimi penis?
No, it's I was doing a show. It's not going to show my penis. I'm saying I had a sex scene, so it came on Pornhub.
What channel was this on?
It was on Stars.
Oh, sorry. I'm just seeing Boss, Horny, Wife,
So Boss wrote to me or something like that. Yeah, I saw it a couple years ago.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Search is related. Power sex scene.
But yeah. So for you guys, there goes your question and your answer. And I'm excited to see that. Yeah, because, the last season, the sex scenes were pretty trash.
You didn't like him?
No, we had fucking Angela and Ghost at one point.
If the show is still good, as much as people talk about it, without sex scene, it's got to be really good.
I mean, I would like to see more sex, that's all.
Let me click on your picture so we can see what people want us to ask you.
You could do that.
Yeah, so we posted you and asked what they wanted to know. Let's see. Choose 1990 said, where can we find him? Will he be at the live event?
When's your live event?
December 1st.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be fun.
So, we'll keep you posted with that.
I have a question. Is he into kinky sex or is he more romantic when it comes to sex? And we damn pretty.
What is kinky sex?
Here we go with this motherfucking topic, bitch.
What is kinky
sex? Let's start with basic.
Basic.
Okay.
This is how I start.
You know what vanilla means, right?
Vanilla.
Yeah, okay. Regular,
vanilla
right?
sex. So yeah. Do you like being dominant or submissive during sex?
Dominant, always.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What's have you ever used anything besides your hands to be dominant with?
A leash.
Oh, okay. I guess
she
like...
got the collar.
Yeah, she got the collar.
Sure do.
And you give head and receive it?
She met me.
Yeah.
I hate you.
She's talking about moi. So which do you prefer? Do you prefer having romantic or kinky sex then?
Kinky.
And kinky to you means what?
Just
clearly, the piss would be kinky.
That's OD.
Yeah, that's OD.
That's OD. That's
wait,
kinky.
So maybe I don't know what's kinky
that's
sex.
That's
then?
What I asked.
What's kinky sex to you?
To me, kinky
BDSM just isn't the only kink.
I think kinky is when you start using things other than your hands.
Sex toys?
When you start bringing things out, when you start using certain words or maybe a little too much, to the point where you need to ask somebody if there's boundaries with what you're about to do or if they're okay with it, that's kinky. If it's something you have to ask consent for. Can I put my hands around your neck? Can I slap you on the face? Can I spit on you?
Okay, I like kinky.
Can I lick your ass? Do you have to be
honest? I feel like that was a really good definition.
That was an amazing definition.
I
love kinky sex.
So you like kinky sex.
Yeah.
So what is one thing where you would have to ask a girl for consent to do?
Well, the leash I had to ask.
The leash you had to ask?
Uh-huh.
Is choking and slapping and spitting a part of that?
Some girls said, hey, African dick is dangerous.
Oh, that's my friend Steph.
That's very true. Very true.
Do you do the spitting? Do you do the slapping?
Is perfect time, right while you're saying this. Shay, by the way, says, can he give his opinion on the aggressive nature of Nigerian men? Turning down a Nigerian man at a bar is a 45-minute conversation. Convincing one that you have accepted a date from his dick won't make your life complete requires a 7-page thesis. Why is this? Is there a word for rejection in Nigeria, or does the concept not exist?
Wow.
Damn. Come on. That's funny as
fuck. That's dope.
I think that also lends itself to island men. So
yeah,
can you go
it's
ahead?
The same thing.
Yeah, it's definitely the same. So
I think we just all
how
feel
do
like...
we tell you no? No.
I think we just all think we kings, man. And so it's like, what are you stupid? Why would you? You're a stupid girl now. Why are you not? I'm getting royal dick now. What is going on?
You know
are
I love
you okay?
power.
Do you love yourself? Do you love yourself?
Is this kind of getting me off?
You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Is that really how y'all feel like that
we feel like we are the shit.
And
in
that's
every
capacity. Why.
Yeah, so it's like, why? We just don't understand how you can say no. So we're trying to understand, why? That doesn't make sense to us. It doesn't make sense. That's how
are you guys raised that way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is it cocky or arrogant? Is that the same word?
Confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence.
Yeah.
Confidence.
It's confidence. I don't think it's cocky. Unless he's like, I'm the man, I'm this, then no. But I think it's just a confidence.
That was a great fucking question.
I like that question a lot. Jerb XXX something, say favorite position.
I like in front of the mirror hitting it from the back.
Huh.
I like that.
Doggy style.
I like the mask.
I like that too.
Yeah.
I like that too.
Inserts hood hoe hand movements. Can he Can you ask if he can get a sex scene before he dies?
Literally with the hair clap.
And the shit got 5 likes. Wow. From Penelope.
So I'm glad we asked that question. Yeah. Clearly we're getting one.
Dude, yeah. What do you do on the show that everybody wants to see you?
They
fuck.
Want you dead. Yeah. And they want you dead. He said before, she said before he died, can we get a sex scene? Mm-hmm. God damn. Oh.
He's like the number one villain on TV.
A girl.
Besides Tyreek.
Sharday from Jolie Beauty Bar wanted us to ask, how do you deal with everyone hating you on Power and then you contrast in real life? Do people ever like say things to you in public?
No. It's more the internet, like, oh, I want you to die, but it's okay. In terms of in person, it's like, oh,
do you
my
watch
God,
Game
I'm
of Thrones?
Such a fan. Nah.
Okay, because they've got like such evil characters, right? And I feel like if I seen one of them in the street, I'd be like, you know what, you a pussy ass nigga. You sitting here like fucking killing your brother, your mom's and shit. Fuck you. Like, that's how deep I feel about it. Nobody's done that to you in person?
Never.
Well,
have any of your girls, like, called you Dre on accident? Like,
No,
that's not something that happens. Nah. Well, I wanted to get into that because that's actually going to be our horrible decision that I wanted to get into. So we're going to talk about these new women in your life and groupies and how you meet them and how awesome they are.
On a podcast, hey. I'm a newfound groupie after you said you put somebody on a leash. So,
so we kind of wanted to know, like, how do they reach out to you? I mean, clearly they're not seeing you on set, but you just went on tour with August Alsina.
Yeah.
How was that? Because that sounds like sex every night.
It was crazy.
How does a female approach you? How have you been, you know, getting approached by these girls?
Different way. I mean, the DM. They'll send pictures in Snapchat or in person. They'll just
like pictures of their pussy.
Like their pussy.
Yeah.
And do you respond to this?
Nah.
You don't respond to the good pussies. Hold on. All right.
I'm trying to get a screenshot.
Sorry, guys. It's a no.
Yeah, I can't get.
No.
I ain't trying to get a screenshot, but in person, or I have if I like something, I have my boy reach out. And you know,
why did that
happen to Weezy?
Yeah, I can't
at the Orlando Magic game years ago.
Oh,
like one
God,
of the players,
bro.
I guess, saw her and sent like the Dude Boy, like,
dude, my head was
so
fucking,
so was
blown
your fucking number.
Up. That was before I had tits, too. I felt so good about that. Oh my God.
So you would just send a friend to be like, yo, go give her my number?
Yeah, well, no, not even give her my number, like, give her your number. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know.
And then you
so
just
that's
set
a real
up.
Thing.
Yeah, you can't. It's
so
tough out here, man.
You're not even talking to this girl. Is it like pretty much telling
I
them to come to the
you,
hotel? Like,
depending, like, or the dinner, whatever it is. Like, everything is in person, no phones. Everything.
Okay.
So to avoid all that.
Why? Like, what are you like? I mean, just curious. You came on a podcast. You said you had sex the night before. So like, you don't give a fuck if people know what you're doing. But why not the text trail? Like,
because I don't know them. I don't know these people. Like, I don't know what your intent are. Like, you talking about on tour, right?
So yeah.
I don't, these are strangers to me.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, just to avoid the possibility.
Because you
of
know they're kind
of
fans already. It's not like meeting a girl at a
exactly.
restaurant.
Exactly. It's not like somebody that is.
Like, you came to see this dick.
Yeah. But you would fuck a fan?
Mm-hmm.
Have you fucked it? Like, is fan pussy
of course.
Good?
Yes.
Okay. I want to know, like, who's the one that groupied out the most?
Who groupied out the most?
Like, and started. That's why when you said, has anybody said your name from the show? Like,
yeah, like.
No, you know, the funniest thing, yo, it was a joint that wanted me to be sexy Nigerian butterscotch.
No way.
Was she serious? Or like,
no, she was serious.
Wait, with the face mask and all?
She wanted, like, she asked for that. She was like, oh my God, can you just do that? And I was like, what? Like,
wait, while you were naked, what? She wanted you to start talking
like,
and slinging
she
the
like,
dick
talk,
and all?
Like, to talk to her like that.
Ew.
Great. So that was probably one.
We had a porn star on here, Lethal Lips. I don't know if you know who she is.
Yeah, I know.
Me too. She's been doing porn 16 years, by the way, which she said when she was on here. But I asked her, have you ever fucked somebody that acted like they didn't know you and then they did? Like, has that happened?
Has that happened? That's a good question.
She said they were a fanatic too, the one she met.
Like,
no,
they just.
They make it no.
They just talking to you because you light skin.
Nah, no? They make it no.
I guess
they
she
know.
Can't help it.
Mm-mm. You make them know?
They make it known.
Okay. So how is it with. Okay, there's tour life, there's friends. What about sliding in the DMs? Mm. How does that work for you? And do you bite on DMs? Do you not bite on DMs?
I know someone's DMs you slid in, actually.
Who?
I can't. Yeah, I don't. Oh, we can bleep it. Oh, fuck it. I'm going to tell you. Yeah, because we can bleep, right? Yeah. So some girl named right, when I had posted this. She's like, he just invited me to his party.
But he does that. I'll,
and I
was
like,
no, he wants people to come to his
so
party.
So I wrote back and I was
she
like.
She was probably, she thought.
Oh,
she thought.
No.
But she wants people to show
up
when
you
say.
But you were cute, so I don't get it. What else is he going to do? Like, I'm just gonna show, like, why not just have the hose ready? And so,
well, no,
sorry, girl, but no. That's just how I felt when I read it. I asked her, like, so question mark.
I will give up to that. I don't know who he has as his marketing person. Maybe they not doing their job, but this nigga has invited me to SOBs. He's invited my friends. Like, yeah. If you're so in New, if he sees you're in New York, he'll be like, listen, I have a show here. Come through.
That's what's up.
It ain't come through to suck this dick. It's just like, come watch me sing and gyrate.
One girl I know, her name's Gabrielle, the blonde chick, she was an extra. Yeah, she said nice things about you. So not everybody thinks you're a total slut. She's like, he's gonna come on, he's so nice. Okay.
So would you date a fan?
Never.
Never. Never. Sorry, ladies.
Never.
Why not? So how do you plan on?
Because you don't know if you. It's tough, man. Like, I've been fortunate to date people who literally really don't watch my show.
Okay.
Or didn't know anything about.
But wait. Because it's such a huge show, right? I mean, I know I haven't seen it, but I mean, it's such a big show. How can you expect somebody not to have seen it? Like, you don't want someone to have even seen it?
No, I'm not saying I don't want that.
Just don't want a fan.
Yeah, I just don't. Like, if I meet you, you'd have to be really, really dope, and you have to approach me differently.
Because the bigger and bigger you get, I mean, imagine what it's like for Chris Brown. Like, who's not going
to know?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's the best way to date. Because I think it's just they like the idea of you more than they actually like you. And then it becomes too easy because they don't want to lose you.
They want you swagged out in that suit every week like Dre be wearing. Dre and them goddamn suits. Bitch, yeah. Them suits be laid too, bitch.
I thought one of them was in jail. That's Amari?
That's Amari, yeah.
Just see like clips when people go off every Sunday.
I don't know, but they be saying really well.
Yeah, because it was coming in contrast to Game of Thrones.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous to do that because you don't know the reasons why they're there. You know what I mean? For the right reasons.
Have you met people that are fans of... By the way, I love... That's my new shit when I'm getting ready, dog.
What?
What's it? Nobody?
Yeah.
We gonna get into talking about that shit, too.
Just being honest with you, we had, like, maybe the third or fourth person that does music that's come on. And like, Mandy's like, listen to the music. I'm like, ugh. But I heard that shit, and I'm like, okay!
I should be getting to listen to it. No, for sure.
It was, like, the first one that I could actually keep in my playlist. Is that fucked up? It's true, though.
That's love.
So have you met people that know your music and not your show yet?
Yes.
That's awesome.
That's what's happening now. Like, which is dope. Because people be like, yo, I hate Dre, but I love Rotimi's music. Or even just now, like, I was telling my manager, it's like, we'll go out, and before, maybe like a year ago, it was like, oh, that's Old Boy from Power, or oh, that's Dre. Now it's literally like Rotimi. And
that's
just
so nice.
So it's like, it's the transition is happening now.
That's what's
and it's so crazy cool. Because I have a question about that.
Yeah.
So you're damn near a sex symbol when you sing, and on your Instagram, it's pretty thotty. You have like your fucking body everywhere. But then not only on Power with you being Dre, but I watched, I think, Deuces on Netflix. Yeah. You're like the fucking bad guy in every fucking thing. And you play like this gay ass nigga.
We have to change. Look what Tyler Perry did. He made all the dark skinned niggas bad. It's your turn.
So like, how, like, will we be able to see you in a nice guy role, because your songs are so like lovey-dovey, and you not, you know, you sing, nigga, sing, and you a fucking thug on TV. Yeah. Like, how does that, like?
I think, well, again, like the plan that we had with my agents was to make people feel, affect them. So the good guy roles to start off with, they really get like the vanilla. They don't last. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So if you can make an impact, and have an impact like being the number one evil guy on TV, you're going to be working forever.
Come on, you know Hollywood. I mean?
So, like, so it's like you do certain things that make people talk.
Dude, it's like us being sluts, but we have real jobs.
Touche.
Listen, we both haven't gotten dick in too long, so it's a joke. So anyway, you know, I don't know what you're doing after.
I mean, I have a leash. I do have a leash.
Here we go.
Have a collar. He said no lies.
I can't.
But so like, again, definitely next year we'll definitely see me in a different vibe. But it was just to make your name in the industry.
What's your a show that you love? This wasn't a question we had planned, but like that you would love to be on.
I wish I could have been on Entourage.
Oh, that's a good
I would have loved that. Yeah.
What what's another that like right now? That's
right now. Man, not a lot of good TV for real.
Except for Power, we know.
I like Being Mary Jane.
I never watched that.
Oh, yes.
Oh, don't 50 Cent and her like not get along? Because they come on at the same time or something? I watched it late. Like,
no, he
off.
Be beefing with Irv Gotti, I think. Oh. Not.
Are talking about the rateness together? No?
I don't fucking know. That we not we don't do pop culture shit, okay? Let's get back to the dick talk, okay? Thank you.
I'm with it.
So what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a break so you guys
ballers.
Can hear.
Ballers.
Wait, The Rock?
Yeah, I would have done.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's fire.
Let me start.
I mean, it's a good show.
I'm looking for one anyway.
I don't. It's okay.
I'm tired of you waiting. Don't
like it? It's okay. Because I know so much of the sports like realm and industry. I don't know. I think it's just really
come
like,
on, 7 foot pissing.
Don't.
I'm sorry. It was like right there.
I'm just saying. No, it's all right though. Like, yeah. I think I watched maybe 6 episodes and I was like, okay, okay. I think the acting is very poor on it, and so even for Power to have just come out too, like. The it's acting, I think, is really, except for Lala, but the rest of the fucking acting is really good on the show. So, I'm sorry. But she's getting better. She's getting better.
You're having a little hater over there. I saw the Power scene. Her tits look really nice.
Her tits are awesome, and her body now is great. Her acting but she was on Soul Plane. How have you been acting that long and you still can't act? I'm sorry. Okay, I'll stop.
She's a host.
She's an actress now, not a host. Oh. TRL been gone, or whatever she did.
Bitch is back.
It did come back.
Are you all the niggas on Tinder working on it right
I'm
now?
It. I'm watching.
You're going to be watching TRL?
Yeah, I watch it. Just to see, just out of curiosity. See it.
Okay, so you sing, do you make music videos? Like, do people do music videos anymore?
Oh my God, dude. Come
yeah?
On.
Yeah.
It's all a fucking...
But everyone only watches them on WorldStar.
That's true too, but nah. I don't. Is TRL the actual TRL, like the way they had
don't
it before?
Have a fucking back, man.
Really how do you go from Carson Daly to DC Young Fly? I'm fucking
excuse
confused.
Me, he's the host?
Yeah, that's the host. That's
the nigga with the tattoo in the middle of his head. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something, and this is all honesty. This shows you how far people can come on the internet, and I'm not even mad. He is funny. I mean, this is stupid, but he's black, which way better than Carson Daly. Like, that's just fucking great. And young, this is, wow. Yeah.
I can't see him hosting, though. It's
I can't
be
either, but I mean, wasn't he on Wildin' Out? He got to be, dude, it's fucking TRL. He has to be good.
Yeah.
So, well.
Wow.
I won't be watching.
Is it on MTV?
It is,
what
right?
What else would it be on, bro? Just because DC Young Fly and now it's on BET?
That's on BET.
Valid question.
Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and take a break and let you hear from our sponsors.
Hi, everybody. It's Wheezy. And if you're someone like me, your snaps and your IG, they're constantly flooded with people posting pictures of vacation. Like, we want to fucking see that shit while we're sitting at work. But if you're somebody that loves travel and aspires to see the world, you should definitely listen to The Travel Guides. The podcast is dedicated to making travel easy for everyday people like me and you who have budgets. Hosted by two brothers with a passion for the getaway. The Travel Guides rids you of the travel anxiety that you would normally go through. Tips on how to travel on a budget and how to maximize your time. Each episode highlights a unique travel experience from a young adult of color, predominantly, who's globetrotting the hell out of their 20s and 30s, holding down their jobs and other adulting responsibilities. So don't miss out on the next episode of The Travel Guides on Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast at. They are spelled The Travel Guy, G-U-Y-D-E-S. We're going to have it in the description of this episode so you can check it out. I'm excited to check it too before Japan. I know y'all sick of me talking about this shit.
Absolutely.
I'm just ready to go eat some ramen, my nigga. Anyway, check them out. Your next adventure is just a click away.
Okay. You got that pause? And then we're going to go to the second pause. Okay, so this week, are we going to go ahead and get right into it? We can go right. All right. So we got home mail, y'all. Home mail.
So just to tell you what home mail is.
Home mail.
We used to call it like listener advice and stuff like that, but it felt too vanilla. So now it's either people writing in their skanky stories or questions. And so
because you had a girl say, I love you, I thought that this would be perfect for you on the show. Mm. It's called, the title is Fools Rush In Easily Digmatized. Mm-hmm. So this is our home mail for the week. I keep running into the same issue. Good penis is a drug. I get high on it.
Bitch, it's a prison.
It is. Easily addicted to it, and because of that, usually abandoned by it. Most people think I'm a player, when really I'm just out seeking the next high. To keep myself from jumping the bones of every man I'm attracted to, I usually make them wait a little while for the goods to make sure I actually like them. They think I'm holding out to seem like a good girl. Nope. I know that once I let a man hit and the shit is good, I won't be able to get them off my mind. I have kids. I work full time. I don't really have time to date at all. But that doesn't stop me from making myself available to him, usually at his whim, after he's shown me how he can please me. Blame it on the almost 10 years of mediocre dick I suffered through with baby daddy. If he's not available, I feel insecure and rejected, like a sad, sick puppy. All the power I had when I was holding out is now gone. He siphoned it out with his magic stick. I'm in my early 30s and should not be going through this. My questions are, have you guys ever felt controlled by your sexual urges? How did it feel to give in to them? And do you have some advice for me maintaining the control I have when a guy is pursuing me?
I have nothing to say.
Signed. Wait, let me tell you what she signed.
I can't even.
She said, signed, I need more consistent dick in my life or a hobby. That's her.
I'm thirsty as fuck for dick, so I can't.
Wait, so you can't give advice?
Dude, it's been since July. I would literally do anything.
That is a long time.
I don't. She also just talking. I don't believe her. She could have had dick. She just.
Why would I?
Girl,
he only listened to the episodes I talked to him about.
Girl, Jim nigga was throwing the dick at you.
He listens, and
I don't care. Why didn't you give Jim Bay the dick?
Because you know why. At least 12. No. He's too young for me, man.
That 21-year-old dick would have put it on you, goddamn.
What am I gonna do? Going on
invite him over to you? Goddamn it! And call
to fucking my studio?
Yep.
I'm good.
Okay. Well, I like sex in my bed because I can control and kick them out. Like, I enjoy company coming to me. I don't need to always deliver my pussy on a platter. Bring your dick over and leave when I want you to leave.
Or walk up. It's just a lot of work.
Yeah, I agree. I always have an elevator. I'll do
you
I'll
got
do
an elevator, though, Timmy? See, this is going to work.
what is your advice to her? How have you controlled your sexual urges, I guess? Or are you sexually craved like that for pussy?
Nah.
No?
Not like that.
Maybe because he's getting fucked.
Clearly that's exactly what it is. When she's not fucking you, do you like crave other?
What about when you're not like? What about when you're not getting it? Like, how do you control it?
How do you control that?
Or when you can't? Maybe you're in a new sit. I guess that don't mean that when you're famous because you can
get it real quick.
And I keep busy. I just keep busy. That's work.
Which is what I've been doing. Like, I haven't even had time to get dick. So it's just like schedule, right? I feel like maybe that's what she should consider is maybe getting a hobby, because I'm not gonna lie, when I'm like at my least busy phase, bitch, I be hitting up some niggas like, what? And then I be like, why the fuck am I hitting this nigga up? Like, a bitch be bored. Yeah. So I be hitting niggas up I really shouldn't be talking to. And so I feel like in order to like just not think about sex, like make yourself
fucking
busy.
Actually, I guess
I could
give advice. Everybody asked me how I be getting like skinny and like
going to the goddamn gym.
I go to the gym so I can't think about no dick when I go home. Like, I'm in there for 2 or 3 hours.
Beast.
Because I'm just so lonely right now. There's like nobody to fuck, nobody to talk to. Then I just go to the gym.
Really? What's going on with you? What's going on in your life?
I'm thinking Nigga Dana is in Europe. It's
he lives
trash.
Overseas. Ah.
So it sucks, but
I got an elevator.
Yo, the things that New York will really do to you, though. Yeah. No, you got an elevator?
Wow, you have a...
Bitch, I met a nigga with a car the other day that
New
lived
York,
in the
New
city.
York,
I said, how much is your parking? $800? Fuck!
Dude, a doorman?
Let me tell you something.
The simplest shit, bro.
Honestly,
the simplest shit,
if
bro.
I just met a dude that could fuck me with Uber Eats at this point, like, I mean, just send
bitch, fuck that. To meet a grown man that doesn't have a roommate, you live by yourself?
I can't do it, bro.
Like, it's crazy. New York really makes you like this because we're both from Florida. So, my nigga, I lived on my own at 18.
I can't.
We had our own shit, but coming here, it's like...
I have a complex.
But then you kind of have to be, like, sympathetic because it's like, okay, you have one roommate, but y'all still spend $2,500 a month on rent. And it's still, it's probably still a fourth-floor walk.
That's the thing. I'm so glad to live in a box for 2 Gs. Like, I'm telling you, I've seen the apartments, like, for 45 or whatever, like huge. I don't want it, man. Because guess what? I like to fuck loud.
And guess what? She also likes to sleep with a bat.
And where am I gonna be walked around on a fucking leash in the fucking living room? And then she comes home. Oh my god, you didn't tell me you're going back on Tinder tonight.
I'm not gonna lie. So I have a roommate, and bitch, sometimes I just want to fuck in the living room, and I'll like just text my. So when you think you're gonna be coming back to the house, or I'll just put the little. What's the little latch? So at least I hear that she can't open the door.
I don't know what's going to be on the floor, though. Like, I don't want to clean up after sex.
Oh, yeah, you like toys and shit.
Yeah.
I just like a big dick. That's it. No
action. I've tripped over my anal plug after sex. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
So there's no point in just having it. No, the judgment. I say disgusting things during sex. Oh, my God, I'm eating it. it? Oh, no.
So how does it feel when you give, I guess this is another question, how does it feel when you give into your sexual urges? And to me, I'm not going to lie, that's probably when I regret it the most. Because I feel like when I'm out trying to get dick, it'd be the most mediocre. I'd be like, I could have saved my
that's
goddamn pussy muscles for this.
That's why I'm scared to have sex with someone new.
Bro, new dick is the worst.
Dude, I'm so scared. Honestly, like, all I want to do is have sex right now, but I'm so scared it'll be bad and then I'll cry after.
But then do you know how, as a grown-ass woman, it feels for me to be hitting niggas up I was talking to in high school? Because that dick was good in high school. Like, why am I still talking to niggas that fucked me good fucking 8 years ago? Because that's how scared I am of new dick.
What's the part? So Mandy has a thing where she has been fucking the same niggas for 10 years, right?
That's crazy.
Who's a girl in your life that you, like, keep going back to? Not an ex-girlfriend.
Yeah. Good question.
But, like, not an ex.
I got one of those.
How long you been fucking her?
2012. 5 years.
How old are you?
27.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty long.
That's pretty long.
Longer than I can do, bitch.
That's pretty long. Yeah,
it's fire though, man. It is like, and it's
so let me ask you this question. Yeah. What keeps you from wifing her? Because you've been fucking her for 5 years. There's something, you have that chemistry, you have that connection.
Don't worry, she won't listen.
What keeps you from wifing her?
I don't think we're compatible like that. Like, on that level.
Do you know how much that hurts to hear?
No.
But a nigga that's always fucking you. I'm sure you've flown out here and stuff, right? I mean,
you trying to ask for a lot of details right now.
I wasn't even meaning it like that. I just meant, like, when you have someone you have good sex with, like, you'll keep trying to, like, meet each other for good sex.
Oh,
like,
yeah, girl, I got passports.
But we're on the same page. Like, she doesn't view me like the guy she want to be with. Like, you know what I mean? In that aspect. That's what she tells me. You know what I mean? So I don't know if that's true or not.
I've told that lie.
I've told that lie too.
Like, no, you don't want a girlfriend, me neither. Yeah.
Let me just keep getting the dick.
I'm just sitting here.
So she told you that.
She said, look, I know.
Do you think different? Like, would you pursue hers more?
No. Mm-mm.
And that's, so do you guys just, so this is my issue with the one that I've been fucking, 10 years? 9 years? It's fucking terrible. But we literally only get along in the bedroom. Mm. As soon as we're not fucking, we just argue. Like, I really don't like the nigga. Like, we fucking argue. Like, right. His personality, we don't match. He's a Scorpio. I know I can't do them niggas. Like, right. It's just really not good.
Right.
Fucking trash, right? Look, he like, yes, fuck Scorpios.
I knew it.
Y'all ain't shit. So, we literally have, like, a very terrible, like, personality boundary. Is that something that you have with her?
No, we get along. It's just that, like, the romance in that level isn't there. It's not like that. It's more of a friend. It's more of a cool friend. Like, we'll kick it.
We're good.
What do you do
after
you fuck? Do you sleep over? Does she sleep over?
No.
Oh. No.
Then it really is just sex.
We'll kick it all day. She'll come early and we'll watch football all day. Shit will happen. And then
the sex is that good?
It's fine.
You know what? I think I'm just probably so much of a passionate person or more intimate person that I can't just sit and watch football with you. Like, I need to be touching all day. If it's good sex, like the best sex I've had, like, mm-hmm. we're way too into each other.
Do you kiss her?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's no, bro. No, bro. There's no way, like, I don't let niggas kiss me because then I like them. And then
are you
we gotta
serious?
Be together. Unless I really like you, Lawyer Bay, I'll kiss him.
How do you not?
Me, dude. I don't even kiss, like, 24/7. No, bro. Dude, like, that's intimacy to me.
I get more wet from kissing than anything, bro.
Right. But to me, that's also intimate to me. Like, it's really intimate. And a lot of my niggas be porn star fuckers, so I literally, like, want them to just fuck the goddamn shit out of me. Then there's another nigga who I want the intimacy
from. If someone doesn't kiss me and they're about to fuck me, I feel like I'm a hoe. Really too. Like, what are you gonna do, just spit on your hand and stick it in my pussy? Like, what the fuck?
Well,
is
no
wrong?
Like, they eat my, like, there's foreplay that goes on, but it doesn't involve
kissing.
Do you
have sex without kissing? And how does
I've had, yeah.
Is it still good?
Yeah, it's like the thrill too. But sometimes you just want to fuck without being all.
And that's pretty much at the level I get to when I
have really fucking hardcore sex, though, like with kissing, too. So
No, you can. It's just in that.
Am I just a little emo hoe right here?
You are. She be crying. Like, she just.
Yeah.
Not like on the dick crying, but you know, I'm like, yeah, my feelings. You know what? I'm just on a really strong birth control, and I'm about to fucking cry right now.
Look, she's about to cry right now. Look at her fucking eyes. I can't. What psycho do I have a show with?
What are you talking about? It's like a reflex.
Look, bro, your eyes are really getting watery. Please let this be your mascara, because you're embarrassing me. We have company in the fucking
now
building.
Now you're making me laugh.
Has pussy ever made you cry?
No.
No?
How many bitches have cried on your dick, though?
A couple.
Wait, ooh, I know it's good. Ooh, I know it's good.
How many floors up are you in elevator? Dude, I'm
are
cry.
You crying? Are you,
wait, crying? Wait, yeah. Do you stop if you see them cry?
Yeah.
Do they tell you why?
Why? I masturbated and cried. It was so strong.
No, like, I didn't know. The first thought is I thought I was hurting. Like, I thought I was doing it wrong. Okay. Or something wrong. But she was like,
pain
no.
Is pleasure.
It feels good. So she starts crying. Like, she started crying. Yeah.
I've only cried 3 times during sex, and all them niggas broke my heart. That dick was that good. I remember crying when I was in Italy recently, and I was thinking, oh my God, this nigga's gonna fuck me over. This dick is so good.
The worst thing that I did, it wasn't cry. I told this nigga I loved him in the middle of sex, and of course he was recording it. So, bitch, when I tell him I don't like the nigga, he be like, oh, yes, you do. And he done sent it back to me like, you said you love me.
You said I love you, dude?
Girl, to fucking...
Seven-foot-ass, pissy-ass nigga. Hell. I gotta see him again.
Girl,
I'm just look
and I don't
at
talk
him.
To him now, girl. He done,
like, don't pass
he done,
the blood
he done tried to come
him.
Up to near. I said, for what? Like, I haven't wanted to see him.
You're like, I'm not thirsty today. There's no water. I've got my glass.
I'm too busy. No, you can't come up and lay up in my shit. So.
Oh, this, we did have one more home mail.
You want to read the other? Oh, I ain't home.
In the DM. I think you may have replied, but I think it'd be good to get his perspective. I love your show. I look forward to it every week on my drive home from work. 28-year-old wife, mother of 3 boys. Married for 6 years. My husband and I have great sex, and lately he's been asking for a threesome. Can't lie, I've always been attracted to women, and in the past, I've been with a few. I'm up for trying new and spicing things up a bit. My only concern is that one of us would get attached to whoever we decide to bring home, and it'll cause a rift in our marriage. What do you suggest? Is a threesome a good idea for us? Before you answer that question, I already think yes, because they're both thinking about it. What's a good way to go about it if she's scared of stuff like that? In your experience, because we've already gave all the threesome advice.
And real quick, because she said it so fast, I didn't know what the fuck she just said. Basically, the question is asking, she's saying that she's scared that there will be an emotional attachment attached to whatever girl they decide to bring in.
Right.
How do you go about bringing a girl into a threesome in which neither person catches emotional feelings? My advice was to pay somebody. I told her to pay for pussy. Because in that case, like, you're paying for what you guys want, and she's leaving. There's no emotional attachments when you include money. What would your advice be?
I think I wouldn't give my number or have any type of contact with the person.
Okay, so if you don't pay them, I feel like that's very unrealistic.
To not have that? To not...
Just pick a girl up and, like, that's kind of harder than it is. It's, like, easier said than done.
To not... Wait, so, like, for me...
In a threesome.
So my girl and I do the threesome. I wouldn't get myself involved with the other chick.
She's scared of both of them.
Oh, she's scared of her too.
Of her too, possibly catching emotions.
Because I agree with you. Like, normally I'm like the threesome liaison.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I'll tell Jason what you said. She likes your dick. You know, group chat is my vibe, though.
I know.
But I don't know. See, you said pay someone.
Yeah.
But there's something that happens when you pay somebody for sex, and it's...
What happens? They leave.
No, I mean, you kind of miss... Like, that's why a lot of men don't like hookers. Like, you miss the... Like, the thrill of it is fun. The courting somebody, the going out, the meeting them, the sexiness. Someone just showing up at your door and giving you
and
pussy.
You know what it is. Like,
you might not enjoy
it. Yeah, but you could pay for girlfriend experience. You could pay a little longer and take them out.
You still know you gotta pay for
you
it.
Still pay, yeah.
I don't know. To me, that's the only way, because I've had three.
That's the only way.
Like,
that's
to
only
me,
way,
that's the only way to not catch feelings, period. Like, if that's what she's asking, I really think that that's the only way. Because shit, and that's why I've even stopped bringing my friends into threesomes, because I've been the liaison, and then, bitch, they don't exchange numbers, but their social media.
Or a sex party. You can absolutely have a threesome and a sex party, and it's still fun. You still have to, like, kind of meet. Why'd you make that face?
That's true. I mean, that's true.
Yeah.
If that's true. That way they wouldn't have to pay for it.
That's true.
It'll be fun and it's something crazy.
Technically, they're paying for it because them sex parties is $200.
Yeah, you're right. Let me see where she lives.
I mean, some... Look, he's like, no, I don't want to go no more.
I don't know where she lives. I'm trying to look... I'm checking her page out. I don't know. Well, if you're a New York girl, you can look up chemistry.
That's where she went.
Oh, girl, and they're black? They're going to flip out. Because, girl, there's only, like, 7 black people in there. You know, white people are like, oh, my gosh.
I know. That's kind of why it's – so I'm doing Caligula, which is a sex club. So they have a dance floor, and then you could go to different floors and then have sex. And I'm doing it for Halloween. So, also, budget on the Halloween costume. A bitch ain't got to buy shit. So
– what are you going to be? Just, a teacher with glasses?
No, I'm going to be a nun.
Me too. Wait,
you're gonna be a nun?
I'm gonna be a pregnant nun while I'm going to Japan. So I think...
what is your Halloween costume gonna be?
I didn't thought about it yet.
No, you know it's coming up, right? Like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm gonna think of something.
All right, definitely you guys should DM or like write on his picture what you'd like to see.
What you want to see him
maybe
be
Maybe Tarzan,
following.
Anything without a shirt.
I was about to say, I think I like Tarzan. Ooh.
Ooh, you can get dreads and shit. I'll stay home. Fuck Japan. I'll be Jane.
You know what? I think we have to do Tarzan for you.
Yeah.
I'll be the oiler if you need or whatever to make you shiny. Sure. Like, we can figure that out.
I can't believe we're both going to be a nun. You know what? As much as I hate you.
Damn.
Yeah.
Because it was really short, like it's a cute nun.
Well, I wanted to be something wild. Like, so I'm going to be in Tokyo with my friend for Halloween. I was like, should we do something American, like be Hillary and like Donald Trump, like with it?
Oh, that's great.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But then I was like, no, let's just have something to be like, oh my God. You know, when they see us.
How are they going to be when they see
you? Oh my God. Oh, wow. American got crazy. But I feel like a geisha was just cultural appropriation. And that wasn't right. But.
So this last segment we're going to get into, this is kind of our vanilla shit, but we tied it directly to you because this is where we kind of like to get guys' ideas of what hoes are, what thoughts are, what all that. And you have a lovely song on Jeep Music by You One.
Yeah, yeah.
That when I heard it, I ran straight to Crystal like, bitch, here it is. You think, who are you talking about? I was like, I hope someone, like, did he write this? Like, and then,
hold
like,
on, let me read him out.
And we just partied with T.I. And so T.I.'s verse, I was just like, bitch, when did they write this? Yeah. Like, so
was
I want
me?
So I want to play a clip of the song a little bit. Okay. And so we're going to play it. We ain't gonna talk over it. We gonna let our listeners listen a little bit, Weezy. And then we're gonna talk about it because I definitely have some questions about it. So here you guys go.
You just be fucking for free. You just be fucking fuck.
That's me.
You might end up in the sheets, but you never end up in love.
Hold it up.
She like to twerk and sweep it up.
Give it up.
No honey's just a bunch of ones. She quick to take her panties off. You rich, you might be on the sun. She be high sky, looking for a baller.
Yes.
Wanna gotta spend his money on her. Tryna fuck her way into a Porsche. You got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody.
But I do.
You got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. You got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. You out here living like a thotty. That's why you ain't got nobody, nobody, nobody.
Okay.
I just want to take a ride to you. What?
So that said a lot, and that was only the first minute. It's four. So this was only 25% of the song.
Right.
Let me get my little mask. That's in there. Mm-hmm. So what is fucking for, I guess, so you say fucking for free. We actually talked about free sex when we went to the Brilliant Idiots live show.
Charlamagne was like, "What? You like, fucking for free?
Fucking so, what is fucking for free to you? Like, and did you write this?
Not that part, no.
Okay. Yeah. So, what is fucking for free to you? Like, what did you mean when you were?
Well, fucking for free.
Oh, you can get a little closer.
Oh, so fucking
right.
For
he
free
getting comfortable.
In this particular situation. Is that, you know, you're being taken advantage of. Like, you're doing a lot, and you playing yourself, kind of. You just fucking free, fucking the fuck.
I get it.
It's like, why are you playing yourself, basically?
You don't believe that women have sex because they enjoy having sex?
Oh, for sure, but the song was basically about a particular one person.
Okay.
So, like, it was, like, somebody that we know that...
Really?
Oh, wait, this song was about somebody? Better.
Yeah, 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 it was about somebody. But it speaks to both men and women.
Because we all know one of them hoes.
Yeah. We do.
It speaks about both men and women. You
because
know what I mean?
I think there's something to be said, sorry to interrupt you, but of women that, like, genuinely enjoy sex and, like, they're free, and then those bitches that are, like... Because the things you said, like, baller, like, fucking with rich niggas and just trying to fuck every athlete, every rapper, or really just, like, having sex, having a good time, living in the moment, that's a different thing to
that's
me.
That's exactly
do you run around, come across girls who have fucked you and 50 and T.I. Yeah. Like, that's what you three do. Are on that song. You, there's a girl that all three of you have fucked.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did that... Okay, how did you find out? Were you, like, on Instagram together? The girl hit y'all both up or left a comment and was like, cutie?
We took a video. We took a picture together, all three of us. And he was like, yo, you know her? Fifth was like, you know her? I was like, yeah, I know her. I used to da-da-da-da. So Tip was like, yo, only people, we were talking separately. He was like, the only people I know in the city is blah, 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 blah. I was like, did you? He was like, yeah, nigga, did you?
What does she do for a living?
She a model? Bottle girl.
Oh, bottle girl. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Bottle girl.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you, when you guys go to her club, is she your bottle girl?
Nah.
Oh, her pussy's whack then.
Uh-uh. Wait, did you see that song? Your pussy's whack on Instagram today?
No.
I'm gonna send it to you. It's good. So she's a bottle girl. Mm-hmm. We had Maul. Do you know who Maul is from the Joe Budden podcast?
The white guy?
No, the other one.
The other one.
Oh, okay, yeah,
the one.
The name. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was hilarious. So we had him come on and like define the hoe jobs. So mm-hmm. It's jobs that girls have where they're like bullshitting their hoes, like stylists or models. We didn't call bottle girls one because they make bread.
Right.
What have you found that girls are telling you that their jobs are that like fly around everywhere and shit?
Model.
But see, in New York, model but is
they
gay,
not,
man.
No, they're not on a Victoria's Secret runway.
No,
bitch.
They're not.
You
they're
know
like,
what type of model. Yeah. Like,
they're not 5'10".
Right.
No,
they're,
right.
They're not, they don't even have an agent.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Just booking info. Just,
their own yeah.
And
yeah.
They,
email.
And they answer and their they, own booking they, info. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Book Starlet
yeah.
at Gmail. And I'm Starlet.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah. And so when you said, like, how you got all these bodies and still ain't got nobody.
Yeah.
Like, body count wise, like, what do you think is too much for a female?
Oh, not the body count Ooh. Question.
Why not, bitch?
Damn, that's a good question.
See, every time I get a wax, it takes niggas off. I'm serious. It sets my pussy right back.
I think. Damn. That's,
25 years old.
25 years old.
How many?
How many,
many
bodies should you have?
At 25, 15 is a lot.
Wait, what? Wait, are you serious?
Guess I'm not riding on the elevator.
Well, I think so. I mean,
15?
For a woman, yeah.
Let's say that she started fucking it.
Because 15 raw dicks is a lot. I agree.
I mean, what's a, what's, a,
dick?
What's,
no.
What's a lot to you?
More than 50?
At 25?
Okay, wait. Hold on.
But okay, say you started.
I haven't fucked 50 dudes.
But say you started fucking at 15. That's 10 years of fucking.
Look at, let's try to do this. We're going to talk 1 second here. Okay. Wait. If you fuck three dudes a year, is that a lot?
You're already at 30. If you've been fucking,
I know.
Since 15,
is that a lot? Does that sound
you're
like
already
a lot?
30.
You got a nigga every Man. Season. You know what I'm saying? You met him in the winter. He let you go because summertime came. He wanted a new bitch.
maybe I'm being lied to because I've never.
Duh.
That's a lie, bitch. I be telling the same.
That's what I'm saying.
I really haven't fucked since July, but I've always told niggas, oh, it's been 3 months. That's my lie.
Oh my.
It's
lie.
Just this the first time it's gonna be real.
How many niggas you fucked? 11.
That's what I'm saying.
And this is why I say 11.
That's what I'm saying.
Because y'all know it's more than two hands. So I'm just going to go one above the two hands and say 11.
Exactly. So if I would have asked you, you would have said 11, right?
I would have been like, how old are you? Why are you asking
me
that question?
I'm assuming you fuck very good looking girls. You want to tell me that a bitch who done got skinny ass fucking, like the shit sucked out of her stomach, perfect tits and teeth. They got veneers and shit now. You tell me that hoe fucked 11 niggas? Get the fuck out of here.
11 niggas in the NBA?
I'm not the type of nigga that asks that question.
Good. I'm so proud of you.
But I'm saying, you still, okay.
So, but when they say, oh yeah, like I'm like 11 in my life. That's what I've been
oh,
hearing.
I love 11? That voice he yeah. just did.
You get 11?
I get 11.
These hoes been listening to the goddamn show. I gotta change my goddamn
bitch,
number.
13. It's an unlucky number.
They gonna make me feel like a liar out here. 13.
I'm trying to think what I say.
Yeah.
God damn
so
it.
So when I hear that, it's like, oh, okay, 11. So when you heard 11 so damn much, if somebody says 15, it's like, oh, damn, wow.
You know what? I don't 13. Think I've ever you get what answered. I just be like, listen, I had a boyfriend for a year and a half, then I had another one for 2 years. In between, I don't know. I went on a lot of vacations.
You never given a number?
To what?
To that question?
I'm going to be honest, though. I'm not fucking no young niggas. They don't give a fuck. Like, I'm fucking grown-ass men. What do they give a fuck? I'm fucking you.
They don't ask that, right?
Yeah, I'm a very what you get is what you see person. It's like, are you fucking someone else? No? Okay, so what do we give a shit about the other niggas?
Yeah, I don't really even ask. I would never ask That's a guy their body count.
No, the only reason I think that you. Question is coming up, right, is like if you're out and let's say, because you're a popular dude, let's say right. you start dating a popular girl and right. you run into niggas that know her.
Right. Right.
Does she really like basketball, or do they all recognize her?
If I'm dating somebody, then I'll be like, listen, this is a small industry. It's just so nobody's embarrassed. If there's somebody you know I know, like personally as a friend, let me know. I won't say how many things have you done. It's like, if I know this person, like I want to know if you had sex with T.I. So it's not weird in the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are personal friends of mine.
So right. you would date someone who's been around the industry, though?
Like, I don't like dating industry anything.
Well, a girl, she ain't in the industry, but she had industry in her.
Like, I don't like dating
industry. That's what I'm asking.
It was in the industry.
Nah, I stay away from the industry.
So how do you meet girls then?
I've been blessed. I'm telling you, it's airport. Weird.
Right.
I've been blessed.
Starbucks. Lucky ass nigga.
Yeah, I've been blessed, man, forever.
So you wouldn't be in, I'm just going to ask this because it's recent and we barely ever post recent shit.
Right.
You wouldn't be 21 Savage for Amber Rose?
I wouldn't.
Like, you wouldn't sit here and date a woman who has openly been with other people?
No.
Like, would you stand up with your I'm a hoe too sign?
I just don't like dating in the industry, period. I'll say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it.
I can dig it.
Because, yeah. I mean, imagine if you're on a show like Power.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you already probably been a hoe. So it's like, what are you just going to get? Like, no, it's already too much. You already ran into everybody you fucked. Yeah, now we just got to be running in all night.
It's too
much. Well, I think
man.
This is great. I was in a completely different industry. I have not been with a singer or actor. So, you know.
Have I?
I think. You have, yeah. You just fucked a rapper. You talked about the rapper
dude,
you fucked last episode.
8 years ago. It's so embarrassing. Hold on. Let me see what minute mark me on so I can tell him, because you're going to laugh when I tell you. Okay, because we have to go back and like bleep shit.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when I was like 19, I fucked one of the niggas. But let me just say that was a hot song.
And it was the Migos of the Migos 7 years ago.
Do you know how embarrassing it is to be a woman that's making six figures now, knowing you fucked for a fucking Southwest flight? How embarrassed I am. I mean, if I ran into him today, I literally probably wouldn't know who he is.
Oh, he said I fucked for less. I know you have two Southwest. Them tickets get high sometimes.
There's no seating. I mean, it was just awful. And then he picked me up and I felt like so special, bitch. Oh my God. So he takes me to the studio. That's the most hilarious part. So I'm texting my friends. I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. Like, right? Mm-hmm. I fucking skipped school for the day. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And we're in there. They make a song. And I just remember thinking like, oh my God, because like another rapper walked in. I'm like, dude, I'm really pretty. Like, I thought. But that's why I laugh now.
Yeah.
When I see women my age, when I go to One Oak or whatever, and they're flipping out.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, how? This was impressive to me at 18.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. It's embarrassing. Bitch, yeah. I'm embarrassed thinking about it. Girl.
I'm embarrassed for you. Remember when we got excited because we ended up in the studio with, like, what is it? Young Zo? Big Zo?
No.
What's the nigga Zo? We was 16 with fake IDs in Orlando. Yeah. Okay, so clubs got out of two. We were like, we know the DJ?
he had all the hoes knocking.
Be standing driving, middle of the club, got the whole club.
That was fucking cool.
That was crazy.
See?
And we were like, bitch, we have school in the morning. We should probably go home.
I'm telling, so I know that bitches is going through this shit. Man, and them niggas look ugly, bitch. Imagine him.
So let me ask you this question before we go out.
Yeah.
What is too old? Like, when should a hoe stop being a hoe? Is there, when should the hoe phase end? Is there an age for that?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Because you got to assume everybody
been through one. Block.
I think... I think like mid-30s.
Damn, I don't have 10 more years.
I'm sorry.
My whole phase done.
You just said that 15 was too much for 25, and now you feel like they could stop being a hoe mid-30s.
I feel like when you get your life right, like the 35.
I hope you get your life together for it.
Yeah.
Bitch, my life together now.
No, I mean, like, not
I
you.
Lot, I know a lot bae. Of women are still at 33, 34, still out here.
Look at Bernice. How old is she?
37, 38.
She looks great, though. Yeah. Is she being a hoe?
I don't know.
She might not be. She's just hot. That's the thing. We all
that's
assume
crazy.
Like,
yeah,
I'm not going to lie to you. When I see girls that have bodies like that, I'm like, it's fucking whore. I can't help it.
You do, because you're judgy as fuck. That's why
it.
You're judgy as fuck. I'm friends with a lot of these girls, so I don't judge them. Like, there are
but you
a
said
lot...
they are hoes.
I mean, they have men that provide for them, but they're to me, they're still very like wanting to start their own business. They don't want to be a hoe their whole life. Like, bitch, they have sex just like we do.
I got one last question. Have you ever been with a girl that you started falling for that, like, duped you? Like, yeah. Ooh, what'd she do?
I found out that she was out here. like fucking everybody.
Did she tell you she was at church and stuff?
Then she was like, yeah, no, I only had sex with four people.
Get the fuck out. You should have not believed her.
This is it. You're not asking and they're offering when you offer is a lie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's it.
Thank you.
Because you probably saying shit, yo, you be like, I know you ain't thinking about a nigga. I only fuck four people.
So let me ask you, like, did she, was she low profile too? Like, had a little bit of followers? Like,
she wasn't even really on social media like that.
Oh, yep, them be the ones.
Yo, she got me, dog. So I walked in the room and my man was like, yo, because I hadn't been home in a long time. This is when
Where's
I was,
home, Atlanta?
No. So I was living in Chicago at the time. But I was living in Atlanta at the time, and then the girl's from Chicago.
Okay.
So when I went back to visit in Chicago,
oh no.
Yeah, my man was like, bro, like you walking around with her? I'm like, yeah.
Not you walking around where yeah, why niggas gotta be hating?
She's been sucking.
I thought it was. He was like, nah, everybody smashed that, bro. Everybody.
Now how
maybe
did you know
was
he
like,
was Hines?
Huh?
Maybe she had them at multiple times. Like multiple at one time.
So I asked, I said, listen, let's just be 100 and I'll never judge you. But is this true? And she just broke down.
Oh God, you better own up to your whole shit.
I'm saying,
like, I was young and blah, 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 all this shit. But she, yeah, I was like, so this person, and this person.
Oh, okay. All right, one final.
She not.
What advice would you give us? Because we've been like, you know, we're like dating and whatever.
Yeah.
And since we started this podcast, we don't really know how to bring it up, right? Because normally I meet someone, I'm like, yeah, I'm
as
an exec in tech.
Whore,
she works in finance, and now there. What would you say? How would you perceive it if you saw a girl with a podcast like this?
I think it's fly. You just gotta be with a confident dude, man. Like, I'm not, I don't, you know.
Do you know that's the second time that a dude said the exact same words?
You have to be with a confident dude.
Yeah, you gotta be. Why would that affect
me? Where do we meet those? Whole Foods?
Maybe in his elevator.
Yeah.
So over your elevator.
I'm serious. Well, it takes, because an insecure dude's gonna get upset about this, but this is fly.
There's a lot of insecure dudes.
That's what I'm saying.
Jesus Christ.
Fly.
I'm gonna be single forever.
That's fly.
I think that's what we're.
Take us to Nigeria.
I'll take you to Nigeria, baby.
I don't want. Yes. I'm cool.
No, they gonna fight I'm us. Cool. They gonna be all these light bright ass motherfuckers.
Well, before we go, do you have any other projects you have coming up? Anything that you want to share with our listeners?
So we're filming season 5 right now. It's coming together. Really,
sexing
really dope.
Coming, y'all.
Yeah, it's working. It's working.
Jesus Christ, when's that air?
Next year.
Pay for my Hulu. I'm gonna get off this free trial, bitch.
Jeep Music Volume 1 is out right now. My single One More is out, and I'm gonna start working on Jeep Music Volume 2 next week.
Can we play Nobody at the end? That's my favorite.
I really like that song, and I'm actually One More is the single that's out now. Yeah. Cranium is
a Jamaican artist.
Yeah, okay. And if you guys do listen to it, What We Do is my favorite.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That's record. My favorite record. Yeah. So yeah, I'm excited to see the next season.
Yeah, thank
and you have 6.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully you don't become too villainous.
No,
I like you, so you know. I like the villain.
Yeah.
That has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions, guys.
For sure.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You just be fucking for free. You just be fucking for. You might end up in the sheets, but you never end up in love.
Hold up.
She like to twerk and sweep it
up.
No honest, just a bunch of ones. And she quick to take her panties off. You rich, you might be on the sub. She be asking for a baller. Gotta spend his money on her. Tryna fuck her way into a Porsche. Girl, it's a shame, girl, it's a shame. How you got all these bodies? Still ain't got nobody. How you got all these bodies? Still ain't got nobody. How you got all these bodies? Still ain't got nobody. You out here living like a daddy. That's why you ain't got nobody, nobody, no.
You just be fucking for free. You just be fucking the fuck. You might end up in the sheets, but you never end up in love.
That's why you got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. How you got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. Nobody, yeah.
Hot nigga, you call a fan, screw currency, a blur, all your principles. Suck a dick for some, fuck a bitch for some. All the money is all to go and get you. Tell them fuck him if you fuck you, make you pay for it. Hey, you ran through Atlanta in a rate for it. You ain't even have to get a trick up.
told y'all. And still y'all in the herd wanna taste sure. Okay, she riding the dick like a skateboard. I miss a pussy more, nigga, have to pay for it. Remember riding 85 in a hot pot with some dick all in her face like Botox. Okay, I see it on the buttock, convertible whatnot. See me doing donuts in front of the bus stop. You try to get cussed out, the words get bust on. See why she don't claim you as a dick, she fucked up.
You got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. You got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. You got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. You out here living like a thotty. That's why you ain't got nobody, nobody, no.
You just be fucking for free. You just be fucking the fuck. You might end up in the sheets, but you never end up in love.
That's why you got all these bodies.
Be what it's gonna be. You know the bitch eat more pussy than me. You know the club finna close round three. I bet she bust it wide open for a G. She got that plan to get bands with a bowlegger stance. Give you more than a dance, leave your ass in a trance. Send it all through a glance, this is no romance. No benches or grants, you ain't got no chance. You got that bread, it's a green light, go. Plus my man say her head like, whoa. Pussy good so he might want more. Keep it low so everybody don't know. Now she needed some guidance, and if she wanted, I got it. I help her with it every move she made. She get the moving erotic, she gotta look this exotic. I get a piece of everything that's shade.
How you got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. How you got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. How you got all these bodies, still ain't got nobody. You out here living like a thotty. That's why you ain't got nobody, nobody, no.
You just be fucking for free. You just be fucking the fuck. You put my head up in the sheets.
Why you got all these bodies? Still ain't got nobody. Why you got all these bodies? Still ain't got nobody. Nobody, yeah.
Baby, why you always tripping? Why you say you niggas tripping? You niggas only be tipping. You niggas only be tipping. Baby, why you always tripping? Why you say you niggas tripping? You niggas only be tipping. You niggas only be tripping. Baby, why you always tripping? Why you say these niggas trappin'?